Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth, the catcher, Hawk Taylor. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh, the left fielder, John Stevenson. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Amado Samuel. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second, the center fielder, Manny Mota. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. And now, play ball. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Clemente throws the ball into Schofield, who tags Hunt trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive towards third. Bailey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Hickman is chasing the ball. Clendenin rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law takes first base on ball 4. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Samuel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0 for 1 in the game. Mota hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Schofield. Hunt moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to third. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Pirates. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Samuel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Samuel hits a fly ball into center field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Schofield reaches second base with a double. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0 for 2 in the game. Mota hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schofield scores. Mota moves to second. It's 4-0, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clemente hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mota scores. Clemente moves to second. It's 5-0, Pirates. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a pop-up towards first. Crane Pool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Law covering, for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Taylor for a passed ball. Clendenin moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski strikes out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. Two outs. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Law strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Schofield is hit by the pitch. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mota bunts towards the mound. Sturdivant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schofield moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schofield moves to third. Mota moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Schofield scores. Mota scores. Clemente moves to third. It's 7-0, Pirates. Bill Verdon pinch runs for Willie Stargell. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey strikes out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Clendenin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Clendenin reaches second base with a double. Clemente scores. Verdon moves to third. It's 8-0, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Verdon scores. Clendenin moves to third. Mazeroski moves to second. It's 9-0, Pirates. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smith. Clendenin scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-0, Pirates. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Law hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hunt fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Smith covering. It's a double play. Mazeroski moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Verdon now playing center field. Manny Moton now playing left field. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 2 in the game. Samuel hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willard Hunter now pitching. Gene Alley pinch hits for Dick Schofield. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley takes first base on ball 4. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mota hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gene Alley now playing shortstop. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Willard Hunter. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 10, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.